Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Let's listen to Dakota Staten.
No moon at all. What a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight. If there's no moon at all, don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park. If there's no moon at all, should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is bright and bright. Moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love, there's no moon at all.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Under the Moon with Joni Ross, astrologer, and Pat McHugh. Every Saturday at 6 o'clock, we have our program about celebrating diversity. That is each and every one of our horoscopes. And just talking about the cosmic trends under the moon. Today is August 3rd, 2013. And you are welcome to join in tonight with your birth information, that's date, time, and place of birth if you have it, and we will look at your charts. Pat up in New York, in Manhattan, and me down here in Delray Beach, Florida. So don't be shy. Call in. If you don't get on the air, that's no problem. You can just go to my website, Joni, J-O-N-I, Ross, R-O-S-S, like Annie Ross and Diana, and astrologer.com, JoniRossAstrologer.com, and I'll send you some information about your sun sign, because the moon is in Leo. We're going to be talking about sun signs and the aspects to your sun and what your house placement is, as well as where this lunation is falling in your horoscope and how your life is impacted and affected this month. So let's talk a little bit about this new moon in Leo. All the lunations have to do with relating. So when we have the sun and moon together, that is in a period of initiation. So during the new moon, we can be aware of what seed we're planting in our lives that's going to germinate and grow and bloom. And with a new moon in Leo, there's a strong urge to express oneself. Leo is associated with the sun because it's the sun is its ruler, and a healthy Leo is a healthy ego. And more than any other sign, Leo rules the creative actualization of the self. So the ego really is the champion of the greater self when it's healthy. And a great Leo is a warm, bright, wonderful, radiant being, and we all know them. And this is the time to really focus on how we can sort of align our ego with our deep intention. And the more we know about who we are, the great potential we have as a human being, the more we become adept at dealing with a wide range of experiences in life without needing external approval of who we are. This is a wonderful time to lift out of an ordinary mindset, blending your imagination with a heart-centered urge to seek emotional security through self-confidence. True self-esteem is built by developing a calm center and taking responsibility for the energy, negative and positive, you output every day. With innovative Uranus in Aries retrograde, trining the lunation, this is a perfect time to start living as the reinvented you. This is the best new moon for creating and increasing your creativity. So wherever you are in your life right now is your great stage. Celebrate this new moon as you write, direct, and star in your own life story. So where the new moon falls in your natal chart is where the cosmic curtain is rising for you. And I'm happy to send you those placements. And you can also read about the Pay It Forward August special. So when you have any kind of consultation with me this month, you will also be able to give as a gift a half session with any friend that needs, could use some help. Okay, so call in for your appointment, and you can have that wonderful Pay It Forward special. So the number here is 213-816-0357. Okay, did you want to say something, Pat?
Hi, Joni.
Hi, Pat.
Yes.
Are you excited about the Woody Allen movie?
I'm very excited about Woody Allen. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Before we start, I wanted to take a moment to thank our sponsor. All of us from Under the Moon would like to thank our sponsor, Gwendolyn Holden Berry. Gwendolyn is the owner and master blender of Daughters of Isis, a company that uses the ancient blending tools of fragrance and homeopathy to bring your sensuality into alignment with our ancestors and with cultural traditions from across the Earth Mother. You can find her oils and all of her products at her website, daughtersofisis.com. Thank you, Gwendolyn, for all you do.
Great. Okay, so what are we talking about tonight? We're talking about sun signs, even though right now the moon is in the sign of Cancer, with moon sign. So, you know, sometimes you have Leos with the moon in Cancer, sometimes you have Cancer with the moon in Leo. And the whole issue is sun moon and the dynamic of those two aspects. That's your set. This is the Trinity. This really describes a lot about how to operate here in the world. So,
Joni,
yeah.
I think your connection might not be correct because you're breaking up a little bit.
Uh-oh. How about that?
I'm not hearing you. Try again.
Okay. Hi there.
You're still breaking up a little bit at the end of your sentences. Joni?
Do the commercial.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you now, yes.
Do the commercial.
Let me remind all of you how to get a complimentary copy of your horoscope. We want you to be able to use astrology as a tool in your daily life. Go to JoniRossAstrologer.com. That's Joni, J-O-N-I, Ross, ROSSAstrologer.com. Click Contact Joni and submit your name and email address. Joni will email you to request your date, time, and place of birth. After she has this information, she'll send you a brief explanation of how the upcoming lunation affects your month ahead, as well as information from your natal chart that gives you insights on how to win.
Great, thank you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's so much better.
Okay, thank you for that. So we're going to take the first caller, and let's see who this is. Hi, caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name and what's your birth date?
My name is Sandra, and my birth date is 3/2/69.
Okay. And what time, do you know what time, Sandra?
Yeah, it was 8:36 a.m.
Great. And what place?
It was Astoria, New York.
Oh, great Korean
food.
Hi.
I don't know about 1969 what they were doing over there. So you said March 2nd, right? Right, March 2nd?
Yes, March 2nd. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if what you were expecting today and what you wanted to know, but we're going to be talking about sun signs. So, you know, are you astrology savvy? Have you had readings? Are you a student?
I'm somewhat savvy. I mean, I don't study it for myself, but I know a little bit about it.
Okay. So, of course, you know you're a Pisces. And if you've had your chart done, you know that you're Taurus rising.
Yes.
So those signs go very nicely together. And your sun is in the house of Aquarius. So you have a fixed ascendant and your sun is in a fixed house. So Pisces tend to be kind of chameleons of the zodiac and very mystical or sort of that not particularly into reality. But with your sun in this placement, I would say, you really feel like you're here for a reason. It has to do with the other people you know as well. I would say friendship's very important to you, right?
Yes.
Yes. And then also there's a dynamic that you're involved with a lot because Mars is making a square to your sun. And that says that, you know, you have a lot of energy in this purpose that you feel. Are you a bit of an activist?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. And
absolutely.
And is it more than one thing or is it one particular area?
I think it's pretty much anything that grabs me.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, is that there could be so many things because you're really pulled by the culture and the way it needs to go. And also, you're not expecting it to be easy. So you're really putting some energy out there. So, you know, and also, if you're with somebody and you're hanging out and they see you get really kind of emphatic or even annoyed, you know, that's nothing. That's just the processing of how you're dealing with all the things that are going around you. And you have a lot of energy, sometimes maybe too much, and sometimes, I don't know, maybe a little fed up. But because these both your Mars and your Sun are in the mutable signs, which have to do with being subject to environment, really reacting to the environment a lot. And then, you know, the house of Aquarius is the house of kind of the people that you feel are like-minded individuals, also people that are individualistic, also kind of ingenious kind of people that come up with things that are a bit innovative, original, things like this. So that's very interesting thing about your chart. And let me see. And also your sun is making a harmonious aspect to your ascendant, which says that, you know, yeah, you have a kind of an edge. Like you kind of need an edge to live in Queens or in New York in general, right? But on the other hand, you know, people really feel that you have a good vibe, because your sun and your ascendant making that aspect says, you know who you are in the sense that you're happy to be you, and you know that it's okay, that you're gonna handle things and you get places and you function well, right?
Yeah. I don't feel like the typical Piscean. Like, I've seen other Pisceans, and I think to myself, geez, I don't feel anything like them.
Well, it's very interesting that people do think they have to be like their sun sign, but very often you're like the planet that's on a strong angle, or you're much more like your ascendant, or the house placement of your sun. Like, I have the same house placement as you do, but I'm a Scorpio, and Scorpios tend to be very reserved and kind of intense, and I can have my intensity, don't get me wrong, but I'm not interested in that, really. I'm much more interested in humanity and what I'm doing here, and what is the purposefulness of what we're doing, and how do we get there? So, I kind of have that activist energy as well. And the other thing that really would define or clarify or elucidate about the Pisces, because, like I said, Pisces is the end of the zodiac. So think about all the experiences you have, the going through all the zodiacal signs, you're in a culmination. So you have a lot of understanding, even innate wisdom, that you don't know where you got it from, right?
Yeah.
So you say, well, that's typical of all the Pisces in a sense. But, you know, being Taurus rising, you know, you want to stick to reality. You want to be grounded as you can be. You want to know, what time are we meeting? Where are we going? Right? Those kinds of things matter. Am I right about this?
Yeah, I think I kind of have a little bit of that sturdiness, which
yes.
does help out. There's kind of like an even balance in there somewhere, although I can be very flighty. You know, I can go with my Piscean side easily. So, but
yeah,
I think
if you don't get flighty, where do you go? Yeah, it's about using your perceptions and not just being weighted down by one dimension. But Taurus rising is the style, so that means don't rush me. I'm not ready yet. Oh,
yeah,
and
no,
I'm not done.
No,
Let's not leave yet. I'm ready to
no,
get going.
Can.
Yeah. But also,
I'm immovable when I want to be.
The other thing we want to look at, where is Neptune? Because Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. And Neptune is in the house of relationships in the sign of Scorpio, and it's retrograde. So not only do you feel like you're a little flighty, but that's the kind of person you kind of attract to your life as well. Someone with an imagination, with a deep connection to spirit in some way, meaning their own spirit or poetry or art or God or universe, whatever your orientation is. And then sometimes it's hard to make it all real. You know, what is it we're doing when we're relating? So I would say you have a very strong intuition, and you're attracted to people that have it too. So all of these things kind of synthesize in the sense that's how we are. But of course, you might have the intuition, but not necessarily remember to listen to it. I'm not saying you do that, but I'm saying sometimes that can happen when you're looking. When you're you go to astrology, you can see. And then, one thing, you have Mercury in the sign of Aquarius, which means you have a very, your thinking mechanism is rational and very strong as a thinker and a speaker. So I think that's another reason why, you might feel like you're going flighty, but you really do communicate concisely and clearly, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So if you want to hear about the lunation in your chart, you can go to my website and I'll send you all about how the lunation will affect your chart.
Excellent. That'd be good. Because I think I have a moon in Leo, actually. Something's in Leo. I know that. I think it was my moon.
Your moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay, so. And what is the moon? Let me just 22. Okay, so it's not far. Not far. So, yeah, this is going to be a strong lunar return for you because the new moon
good.
Is in Luna. Yeah. Okay, Sandra, it's so nice
Should
to meet you.
Should be good. Yes, you as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's take one more call before the break, the commercial break. Okay. Sorry about my microphone, everyone. Hi, you're on the air. This is Joni and Pat.
Hi, Joni and Pat. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I love your name.
Thank
okay.
you.
Tell me your birthday.
12/10/56.
Do you know what time you're born?
4:25 p.m.
Great.
Jersey City, New Jersey.
Okay. All right, so. Where am I? Oh, this is still, one second, I'm still in New York. I have to get out of New York. Okay, so did you have something in mind, Rose, that you wanted to ask about, or you just want to hear about your sun sign?
Oh, I didn't know. I just called for the first time. I wasn't sure, you know, how you do your show. I can ask a question, or?
Well, we're going to talk about your sun sign for a minute. Maybe the question will be in there.
Oh, okay,
so,
thanks.
So you know that you're... And you have a copy of your horoscope and all that?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you can just go to the website and I'll put your email and I'll send you a copy of your horoscope and some explanations that are written out about the lunation and your sun sign.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that'll be nice. So you have Sagittarius Sun, which you knew already, right?
Yes.
And you have an angular sun, meaning your sun is on... The descendant, which means that even though you're Sagittarius, which means you're gregarious, philosophical, an adventurer, the opposite of, I'm not going to say the opposite of a nitpicky, but really not really nitpicky. Sagittarians.
No,
really,
not at all.
Okay,
uh-oh.
Good. I didn't want to make an assumption because nitpicky can be an art form.
I'm not a drama queen at all.
Okay. Well, the thing is, this having your son on the descendant like this is giving you kind of a dimension of, I like to be with someone. I like to be in a relationship. I like when I'm with someone I really enjoy partnering with, I wake up, I feel more like me. It's good for me to be in relationships. So have you had that sense in your life that was something you really felt comfortable when you're in a relationship?
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that means that there's some aspect of you that is very Libran because of where your sun position is. And then, you know, it's interesting because the person before you was a Pisces She had Mars in Sagittarius squaring, but you have the moon in Pisces squaring Sagittarius. So it's kind of the opposite energy from the sun and, inverted. So your moon in Pisces is a very sensitive, very intuitive, ultra-compassionate moon sign. And Sagittarius is, I'm not going to say insensitive, but it's a fire sign, and fire signs just to initiate action. So sometimes because you have the square, you have to kind of work it before it feels right with someone, right?
What do you mean by that?
Meaning you can be with someone or you can even be within yourself at moments feeling like this part is okay, but this part doesn't feel right yet.
Okay.
And that... Because you really have different needs. You know, you have You have a need to be with someone who doesn't mince words and just is themselves, and then you have to be careful that you're absorbing too much of their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you have that feeling like you kind of absorb energy around you all the time? You come out of a situation that might be tense, and you come home and you're feeling, I'm exhausted from that.
I don't know. I never really noticed that. I do notice that I'm very empathetic. Sometimes I feel people's pain, and I don't know. That's why I could never work in, like, a hospital setting or anything, because I don't know why. I just sometimes I do feel others people's pain.
Well, okay, so this is really great that you instinctually you know, I need to keep a filter on what's good for me, what's not good for me. That's great. Because having the square, you can really feel that. Well, I'm kind of leaning towards that. It feels like I could be there and do all this stuff, and yet I know it isn't what I need for my energy to be good. So, you know, because you have the square, you're working through things and discovering things all the time. And you know, and sometimes I say to people that have this kind of aspect, you know, you have some people for this part, this interest, and then don't expect somebody to be your everything. And then you're fine. And it sounds like, you know, you have this empathy, but you want to be really discriminating of when you're going to really be there and feel someone's pain, right?
Right.
So you also have Mercury in the house of Libra, which says that you're pretty careful in how you describe things to people as well. You really care about how they're receiving whatever you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes maybe you think about things a lot before you say it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's great. That's great. And did you know that you're Gemini rising?
No.
Gemini rising.
Okay. So Gemini rising is someone who's curious, you know, really likes to know what's going on. Uh-huh. And are you one of those people that kind of really is interested in the news and what's happening and what's going on with people and your friends? And
no, not really. I'm more detached.
Detached. So what is it that you like to do? Read books?
What do you mean?
Well, Gemini rising, is this the correct time, 4:25 p.m.?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Gemini rising is a curious person. So what is you said you're detached, but...
No, I'm detached from people that I don't know, and not really that curious. I'm always busy doing things in my own life than trying to figure other people out.
Okay, so it's not people that you're curious about. It's what your interests are, right?
Yeah, I love to study. I'm always, you know, studying. I'm in school right now, and I don't know. I am definitely an adventurer, and I seek wisdom, and I love new knowledge. I love academia. I don't know.
Wonderful.
If that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm just telling you this symbolism, and how we live our life is how we like to live our life. But
right.
I know when you're Gemini rising, you really seek a lot of information. Wisdom and
information. If that's what you meant, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love learning new things.
Great. If you want to go over to the website, I'll send you a copy of your horoscope and some explanation about the whole solar, the aspects that I'm talking about, and where the new moon is going to be in your chart this month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that, you can get that.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Take care. Nice to meet you, Rose.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, Pat, are you... Pat?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want to talk about something?
I would love to. I'd love to. Hi, everybody. It's me, Pat, again. An astrological reading from a humanistic and evolutionary perspective can help to clarify your soul's purpose and shed light on areas of your life that hold great potential but are lying unfulfilled. A reading uses the forecast dimension of astrology to discuss the meaning of planetary cycles during certain time periods. You can have a natal consultation with planetary cycles or your solar or lunar returns. You can have a relationship chart that compares your chart with another person you're involved with, an electional chart to find the perfect time for an event or to start an endeavor, or an astrocartography consultation to find out how your life would be in different places in the world. An astrological reading can provide you with the insight that you are looking for now. Look for Joni's Pay It Forward special on her website. For every consultation you order, you will get a complimentary half session for a friend. To schedule an appointment, please visit her website or email joanimoonmessage@aol.com. Readings are done by phone, on Skype, or in person in Florida. Call 561-330-4040 to schedule an appointment. That's 561-330-4040.
Thank you.
Back to you, Joni.
Thank you. That was so clear. So anyone who wants to call me, even to just discuss something, you're welcome to give me a buzz, and we can talk about whether you want to have a consultation. Okay, so let's take the next caller. Hi,
hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
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 My name's Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. Oh, you're
hello.
Yvette in the chat room?
Yes, yes. I'm away from the computer right now, though, because it's quieter.
How are you today? You doing good?
I'm doing great. I am doing great. Thank you.
Okay. So, Yvette, what's your birthday, Yvette?
12/21/1965.
Okay.
At 9:38 a.m.
9:38?
Yes, 9:38 a.m. Mm-hmm. In Ponca City, Oklahoma.
Can you spell the city's name?
P-O-N-C-A, Ponca, and then city, Oklahoma.
Okay. Were you affected by the... the storms that we just had in Oklahoma?
No. I'm living in Texas, actually, now, in San Antonio.
Oh.
It never rains.
Oh, cool.
It never storms. It's like a big desert.
Good, good. I'm glad you're okay. Okay, so have you had your chart done before, Yvette?
I've never formally had it done. I've done it on the computer and looked at it, and I know a little bit about... astrology, just, well, since I was 11 years old, I've read Linda Goodman, and so just,
nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of great books on astrology to read. That's a real oldie but goodie, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just loved her positiveness about every sign, even the bad stuff. She kind of had a positive spin to it, you know?
Sure. Well, you know, you're the 29th degree and 29th and a half degree of Sagittarius. So you're so close to Capricorn that you almost say, "But why aren't I a Capricorn?" You know, it's sort of, and your moon is in Sagittarius. So you were born in kind of the place where we are right now. When you were born, there wasn't the new moon yet. It was kind of no light in the sky, and you've got a very, I would say, acute intuition. I don't know if you're in control of it, but you do, right?
Yes,
you get hunches. You get hunches, and you seem to understand the nature of things kind of naturally, right?
Yes.
And but still, I'm sure that there's some, you know, everybody that has a 29th degree sometimes feels like, yeah, but, you know, are you sure I'm not a Capricorn? That kind of thing, like, maybe I am, and especially in your case, because you're Capricorn rising.
Right.
And Mars is in Capricorn right on the ascendant. So I don't know if you know much about Capricorns, do you?
Yes, my grandma was a Capricorn.
Okay.
Very
okay.
Hardworking, goal-oriented, responsible.
Responsible, absolutely. And especially with your Mars on right on the ascendant like that, you know, you really make your own decisions, and you really choose to be responsible in the way you want to, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there's an interesting twist and variability on this whole subject, but yeah. Also, you have Venus in the first house, so. You probably got the good genes for attractiveness in your family, and it also makes you kind of sweet. So in addition to being a serious winner when you decide to be, you also have this other side where you just really want to be nice, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, so, I've always wanted just to be, you know, used to be my prayer when I was a little girl that I would just be a nice girl.
Really? That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's very interesting that you had that understanding that you wanted to be. You know, the other thing, what else did I want to say about your son? You know, it's in the house of Aquarius, but really on the cusp of the 12th house, which really enhances this compassion and all the Neptunian qualities, which have to do with intuition, creativity. Are you someone that is doing a lot of creative things in your life?
I failed glitter in school and stuff, so I'm not crafty. But you know, I guess writing. Sometimes I do some writing. I keep getting messages that I need to write more, and I am pretty good at it. But I read cards, you know, tarot cards and stuff. So
okay.
I don't know. I don't consider myself creative.
Well, I do. The 12th house, you know, the whole creativity. You know, if you think about what is talent, it really is just someone accessing the energy of the universe and all the things that have already been going on all around us in the past and the future. So I think reading tarot cards is a form of creativity, but it's spiritual.
Right.
In the sense that you're just not having to have a tangible, solid thing. You trust the impressions and the ideas. And, you know, I would imagine as a tarot reader, because I'm a tarot reader as well, that you don't, You just really don't know why you know what you know. It just hits you in a prophetic kind of thinking.
Yeah,
right?
And I often think that I'm just making stuff up. And then the niceness thing, because I want to help people, so I get very concerned that I'm not, you know, that I'm just making this up. Because it seems like I almost pluck it out of the air, or it's like an antenna or something. And it just seems like other people seem to get the messages in a different form than I do. So it confuses me sometimes, or worries me a little bit, you know.
Well, that's interesting. It's a very interesting subject in general, but I think if you know, I studied a little palmistry years ago, and if you look at someone with a fire hand, which Sagittarius is a fire sign, and you have the moon in Sagittarius, and you have Mercury in Sagittarius, you know, fire hands have short fingers and long palms. And what they say about the fire people is they get things quickly. They just get it. So I don't
right.
think you should compare yourself to someone else who has this kind of visual thing and they can see the details, or they actually have this specific channel voice in their head or whatever. It's kind of a strange subject for people that don't understand the mechanism of intuition the way tarot readers do or card readers do. Or any of the divination crafts and arts. But I think the fact that you get things and you just get it and is exactly what your chart says, how you'll get it.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
So yeah, so
I try to trust it because over the years I have gotten more and more okay with it. But every once in a while, I'll be like, where did that come from? And wow, I just want to make sure I'm giving the right message, you know, because I want to help.
Well, you know, you can always refer people to really consult with themselves about what they need to do. Also,
right.
you can find, when you have an intuition, you can explore it in terms of information out there somewhere that would be helping. So you don't have to just end it there. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I think I just made that up, but you might be right. No, you can really say, well, I just got this impression. I wonder what that was about. You know, I had this experience. No,
that's
I know.
Funny.
I know. I've been
I thought
a lot.
That, though, but yeah.
No, you have a very infectious laugh.
Well, thank you.
I think the important thing is that people know, whoever they go to is for a reading, that their life and deep inside their life, they can access truth within themselves, and they don't want to give that power to someone else anyway. It's not a good
right.
thing for them. They need to keep seeking truth within themselves for their happiness. Somebody could tell you something, but, you know, for example, I'll just tell you one more thing, and I'm going to let you talk.
Okay.
I was going through a health issue, and I was avoiding doing something about it, wondering about it, and I went outside on my back porch, and there were two little owls looking at me, blinking, and they were 4 feet away from me, and they came 3 days in a row. And then finally, sickhead, I knew, go to the doctor. You have to save your life.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
true. It's like I went to the doctor at the exact moment before I had a big problem. So, you know, things can come in so many forms, but the openness within our life to seek help for others, this is the mission. We should never give up. And, you know, you're not always going to be right, but it'll happen a lot when your heart is really in the place to help people, right? And you know this already.
Right, yeah.
But, of course,
I
being
do.
Capricorn rising, you're very responsible to, you know, I can understand why you go through this, but I want to say the older you get, the less and less doubt you're going to have that you have something to offer and you can take it seriously and then help people with the clarification they need so they can use the information if you can. So,
right. And it does seem like I've relaxed. You know, I'm 47, so it does seem I'm much more relaxed as a person now than I was as a child. I was a very serious child.
Yeah, you probably will just get better and better and better. In fact, when you're my age, which is 10 years later, and you're having your second Saturn return, you're going to really see a shift in
cool. And
how great it feels to be you. So that's really nice, too. All right.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's really nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, okay.
What a nice girl she is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
So. We have several more callers, so I'm going to keep going, Pat, okay?
Okay.
Did I forget anything?
That's fabulous. No, okay. You're good, and you sound fantastic.
No.
Everything's great.
All righty. Thank you. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Joni and Pat.
Donna.
What is your name, Dave? Donna. Hi. Okay.
My birthday?
Yes, please.
And is October 25th.
Get out.
Yeah.
Wait, that's my birthday. Wait a minute, that's
that
my birthday. Yeah.
Wait, and how weird is this? One of the callers had my birthday.
Wow.
Today,
that's right.
Isn't that
March
weird?
2nd. March 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but you know, I didn't hear the year. Was it 57?
60.
60. 60. Okay, great.
Yes.
Beautiful.
67. Yes.
67.
And I was born at 6:30 a.m.
Are you on a speaker by any chance, Donna? Because I'm getting an echo. If I didn't have the echo, it'd be a little better. Sorry?
Is the time, did he say? You
no, give me the time again, but if your phone is on speaker and you could go right
it's
on.
Not.
Oh, it's not.
It's
okay.
Not. It's 6:30 a.m. in Corona, California.
6:30? 6:30 a.m. I'm sorry, but I was having a hard time hearing you.
I'm cutting out a little bit.
You're gonna have to say it again. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. So you got, did you get all that information? Yeah.
Six, is it 6:30 a.m.?
30.
Yes, okay. And Corona, what state?
It's California.
Okay, thanks. You know what? These sound things are a little annoying, but I don't care. I'm not, I mean, we keep going. That's it. I can't tell you how many times I've done readings for, like, irritable clients during Mercury retrograde. Oh, my God. Okay, just call me back. Okay. I'll call you back. All right. C-O-R-A-N-A? Is it Corona?
Yes, C-O-R-O-N-A, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So it's always nice to meet someone on your birthday, isn't it? Have you met a lot of people?
We share our birthdays with Picasso.
I know.
And what's the other actor? What's his name? That's my brain dead. Al Pacino.
Don't tell me that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He used to live down the street from me on 57th Street in Manhattan. And I would see him on his cell in his car. Oh, wait, okay.
Cool.
And could have given him a birthday card or bought him a drink. All right. Missed that. Okay. One second. I still haven't gotten Corona for some reason. Can you give me a place close to it? What's close to Corona? Wait. Donna? Donna, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I can hear you.
For some reason...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just didn't find Corona.
Oh, Riverside's right next to it.
What is the name of it?
Riverside,
okay, thanks.
Yes, it's right next to it.
Okay, that's going to be close enough.
The moon Libra, that should be...
Okay. Tomorrow, Mercury will make its way back to this place it went retrograde. So, and it's in Cancer. So, I have a feeling we're just having that last bit of till it goes back to its en route forward thing.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm certainly having a little.
I have to say, this Mercury retrograde has seemed endless for so many people.
Yeah. For
I don't know why.
Okay. So, have you done your chart a lot? Do you know your chart?
What's that? Wait, no,
have
yeah,
you done
I'm pretty familiar with it. Yeah, I have.
Okay, great. Okay, so, and oh, you're having a lunar return because your moon is in Cancer, and the moon's in Cancer now. So, and also your moon is at the top of the chart. So that says to me that you're a very visible person. People know you. People gravitate towards you, right?
I guess so, maybe.
Maybe, okay. And your son is... No, maybe. What do you do for your work?
I'm a hairstylist. Oh, and I have a lot of hair, so they probably notice my hair.
Okay, but they also like you to cut their hair, don't they?
But they don't mind. No, they don't.
No, you're pretty popular. No, I would say that you're really, especially for women, that women are very, moon and Cancer, top of the chart like that. People feel kind of nourished by you, and that's nice. That's very nice. And then so having a water moon and a water sun, you have a lot of intuition. I'm sure as a hairdresser, you really get what people are going through. So, you do have to be a little careful, too, if people are just slipping and you're touching them. You can feel it sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And and being Libra, you're Libra rising, so you're going to be nice. You're going to really try to be really nice. Libra rising really likes to be fair and diplomatic. And Scorpios aren't always the most diplomatic people, but I bet you I bet you, you know, you make
this
statement.
Like we have a lot of Libra tendencies, so that helps.
Yeah, because you're Libra rising especially.
Yeah, no.
I'm not Libra rising, I'm Sag rising, but I have three planets in Libra. Yeah. But your sun in the first house is giving you the energy of Aries as well. So maybe I bet you have a lot of physical energy. You know, you have a lot of energy. And also you're someone who gets noticed. When you have sun in the first house, people, you walk in, something shifts for everyone. And it's a good thing, but also it could be also the way you dress can be very, very indicative of who you are. Do you feel like you dress because you need to express your mood?
I just dress, I guess, comfortably. I mean, I used to, when I was younger, do it.
You really? Yeah, you could do, you were the art that you did.
Just have to be
and
like...
You don't feel that way as much anymore?
You know, relax. I don't like as much. I should, but I just get lazy. I get lazy about it now.
Yeah, but I think even relaxed is a statement. You know, I'm comfortable with myself. Here I am.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm available. Take me or leave me, that kind of thing.
Right.
And
right.
also, let me just see. Are you someone who really measures, you know, what you want to accomplish? Do you have, like, a good plan going in your life a lot?
I try.
Because your Mars is in the sign of Capricorn. It's making an exact sextile to the sun. And that tells me you're capable of making a plan that's really going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's not the hard part. The hard part maybe is having confidence. At moments here and there, you know, the confidence that could be your little Achilles heel that you have to really work on things a little more than you feel like working on it. But actually, that's always the benefit that you had to put extra effort and you got really capable and really good at something. But I'm saying this because Saturn is squaring Mars, and it's that's an aspect of someone who does very well to keep learning.
Right.
And developing. Yeah. So in a way, it's, you know, and Saturn is in the sign of Aries and Mars is in the sign of Capricorn. So they're in each other's signs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm sure that there's times where you've had to really work things through. But in a way, it all worked out so that you could do things other people can't do so easily. So
right.
And the other thing is Venus, which is the ruler of your whole horoscope, is also in an earth sign like Mars is. So keeping it real,
Virgo.
I would say that's very important for you, the Venus in Virgo.
Okay.
And also Venus is in the sign house of Aquarius, along with Jupiter. So being, you know, you have Mars in Capricorn, but it's not necessarily that you need to be conservative, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives you a kind of a, I'm innovative. I like to be innovative. That's what I enjoy. I like to do it right, but I like to be innovative. I like to be careful. Yeah, like I'm sure you're very careful. You never, burn anybody or screw up their clothes or things like that, you know.
I try not to
do that. So, let me just see if there's something else about the sun. Ah, and then you have... a sextile as well from the sun to Jupiter. So that gives you a lot, not just the life force from Mars, not just the physical energy, but also this hope that you have, you know, you can tap in and make some hope anytime you really need it, which I think is very good for Scorpios, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, a really pessimistic, down, negative Scorpio, people just kind of clear the room a little. But they don't have to do that for you, because you've got a way of taking care of yourself inside to really create optimism.
Yes.
And also an ability to accept people, which is also very
right.
a very nice
That's
quality.
True.
And then just being on one on the 25th, you know, the 25 is a number of someone who really has their own special interests. the things they're curious about and they really learn a lot about.
Yeah.
So right. you know, has astrology been one of those things for you?
Oh yeah, it has. Mm-hmm. Very much so. I learn a lot about a little bit of insight to people.
Yeah. Oh, it's very interesting. So you like to to look at your friends' charts and see.
Oh, yeah. I'll try to get all the planets, see where they're in. It kind of makes sense to me. Why they're
out of it. Right. And also, your Mercury is retrograde, so in Scorpio. So, you know, I would say it doesn't make you over chatty, even though you're thinking a lot. Obviously, you're thinking a lot. You're curious about a lot. You're interested in a lot.
Yeah.
But more, you're almost. Your conversation really is with yourself, and it's a deep one. You really want to understand the nature of things, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah,
so,
I,
if I had a hairdresser that was an astrologer or loved astrology, I'd be really thrilled. I wouldn't change.
Right.
The conversation alone.
That
you ask your clients for their birthdays? Do you ask them what their birthdays are when you do their hair?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Ah, excellent. So get in touch with me. You can even come to Facebook, Joni Ross Astrologer on Facebook, and I could send you things for you from there if you like.
Okay. That'd be great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your time. Already. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Okay. Let's do one more call. Hi there, you're on the air with Joni and Pat.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Wow. It seems like I'm a Virgo. Oh, September the 15th, 1954.
Okay.
At 9:10.
9:10 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m.
Okay.
I understand more numerology than horoscopes, but please share.
Oh, sure. I like numerology as well. Where were you born, and what's your name?
Los Angeles, Susan.
Susan, great.
I've been typing on the thing because it's been you've been picking up my vibes, and this happens all the time that someone will be reading for someone else. And they're reading me, and the other person will say, "No, that's not me." And I'm going, "Well, yes, me."
Oh, that's funny. That's so funny.
That's cool.
You know, look, I could ask. Right. You know, sometimes you're just so right on. I've talked to this other astrologer about this. Like, what makes us decide what aspect of the symbolism to think about? And when you're very in tune, you really ask the right thing. But of course, that's why you ask a question. You don't have, you know, you don't go to an astrologer and they know who you are. No, it's just energy that you're interpreting. But I'm glad that you felt like you were getting something from what I was saying. And also, I'm hoping people listening really get something from it. So even if you don't have a chance to come on the air, it's not the way you like to do things, just get in touch and make a comment or ask the question later. It's fine with me. I'm very happy to meet everyone. Okay. So you said you like numerology. Are you a numerologist?
I never understood numbers growing up. And for some reason, this year I discovered numerology. You know, I just filled out a questionnaire and what it said about me. And then I found out Chinese numerologists that I had done a long time ago. If I would have opened it many years ago, I might have saved me some things in life. It's just that I kind of fit into the what I started out as, you know, that path we play. If you figure, you know, your numerology is?
Yeah,
it tells
a story
about a person. I guess astrology does too. It's just that with astrology, the planets keep moving around, so confusion happens. But then again, they said that I was born that way.
Okay, well, that's two separate issues. But
yeah.
The astrology doesn't move around. I mean, one thing about life that's consistent is change. So the planets are doing things. They're doing things that set up cycles and patterns. But
I didn't get it. That's why I don't understand.
Yeah, no,
uh-huh.
It's a real. Yeah, there's really a bit to learn if you really want to understand it, and then you could talk to different schools of astrology, and they'll be explaining it a little differently. So, it's just a system of some. It's a symbolic language and a system of measurements where people study life. You know, some people want to tell you what's going to happen. Somehow, I feel like, hey, you want to be predictable, someone can predict you. But if you really want to do your own path, why would anybody be able to predict anything? So I try not to do
and then,
that.
I don't mean to overtalk, but with astrology, it is a little complicated when you try to look at the circle and all these things. With numerology, you just put in your numbers and then things come out, and then you read into it what fits you. So that's maybe why I felt more at ease with than the other. Does that
make
sense?
Well, yeah, okay. But I think there's a lot more to numerology if you want to delve into it. There's
uh-huh.
many different layerings as well. So, you know, think about it. Human
yes.
beings have a complexity, and we
yes.
all do. But so what? The moment we choose to be born, we're getting a cosmic picture. From the planets of what our energy needs to do to work itself through, and
even if
you're
a premature baby, because see this is
yeah.
the thing. I asked someone because I'm a premature 3 months, and so mm-hmm. someone said to me, I don't know if it's true or not, that I was supposed to be a Virgo and not a Scorpion. I you know it's very interesting that someone said that. I
well,
don't know.
Whether you were supposed to be or you weren't, you became a Virgo.
Yes.
And that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole lot of cesarean births happening from doctors that say, you know, I need to go on vacation here and I have too many people here, so you're going to have your birth there. You know, all of that is something that seems a little bit strange about our society and maybe not right. But still, once we get here, that's the moment. And that's
okay.
That's the chart we make. And that's a static thing. That's anything else you do in astrology is relative to this natal chart. So the natal chart, it doesn't change in your lifetime in that sense, but many things are affecting it and highlighting it and tweaking it and whatever. So let's talk a little bit about your chart.
Yes, please.
Of course, you know you're a Virgo. And when you have the sun in Virgo, we have to look at Mercury because that's the ruler. So, and your Mercury is in its own house. So yeah, you think a lot, and it's in the zodiacal sign of Libra, and actually it's within 1 degree of my Libra, of my Mercury. So you and I probably could have wonderful long conversations about all kinds of things, because that's what it's like when your Mercury is together with someone else. You kind of get them, and you said I was talking to someone else and I was getting you, so I think that's
yes.
kind of interesting. You probably were just getting me because my style of talking is sort of what it is. But anyway, when you have Mercury in Libra, what matters is that you look at more than one side of things. So you can be a deliberator. And you said, oh, goodness, if I had that information before about the numerology, I would have skipped this and this mistake. But actually, I think both sides of an issue are important to someone with Mercury in Libra. You want to understand it thoroughly and fairly. And then your Mercury's in the house of Virgo. And that means that it's the kind of Mercury that wants to apply the information in some productive, helpful way. So this says that you basically really want to help people, right?
Yeah.
It could be other things besides just people. It could be animals as well, or instead of? Are you a small pet person?
I have 2 dogs, but I'm also empathic. I guess empathic are all those other things, intuitive and sensitive. So all of those things play a role too.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And then, you know, that's interesting that you're saying empathic because you have Neptune, the planet of empathy, intuition, in the house of the Virgo, too. And the other thing about the house of Virgo, in addition to being the energy that kind of put, you know, it's like the bottom half of the chart ends at Virgo, and then it goes into Libra, and the top of the chart. And the bottom of the chart is the personal life. So when you have a lot of planets in Virgo, you're really kind of fixing things, making it right so you can get ready to have this relationship. So with someone else. So it's really about putting things in order. But with Neptune there, it's very interesting to me that you said, are you an empath and you do that for your profession?
No, I just as a being.
Okay,
I just am one. I'm a sensitive being. I didn't realize it to this year. And a visionary, all of those things. And it's like, I spoke to someone last night about it. And I'm also... It's confusion. And when they look at numerology, they say confusion, the planets. And I'm susceptible to the planets, to the energy of others, all of that, all entwined.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe you're susceptible, but why not, you know, you can use other words with that too, like you feel a connection to, or that you are have a frequency, you know, regulator where you can sense many things that are kind of other people can ignore and completely like edit out. So you can't edit out as much. And, you know, when you have a mutable sign like Virgo, it does mean you're affected by energy. So, you know, to me, the confusion is when you feel like you have to have an answer before you have it sometimes, and also when you don't trust that you're going to get the information you need as you need it. So, you know, doing spiritual work
so
is
much
very
what you just said. See, I was involved with somebody, and I lost my sense of trust. And if I said the words, it might make a... Should I say it or not?
Say what word?
The person I met.
You mean in
would
a relationship?
Would it make an impact? Yeah. Would it make a difference?
Well, what you say is up to you, but I don't see why you need to say it right now.
Okay, fine.
And
because you said the word trust, and it made a whole big difference about how things changed.
Yeah, but I'm talking about trusting your life.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And yeah, I think that these relationships sometimes bring out lots of confusion, and you surprise yourself, or people easily can create this impression within themselves that person is causing them to be unhappy. But why are they in our life is really the true question. What do I need to learn about this? And sometimes it's enough.
Oh, my God, you're reading my mind.
Okay,
I've been writing exactly what you just said, all of it, and the reason why, that's the only way I could look at it. They're all life lessons.
But isn't it interesting? I just told you my Mercury is the same as yours, and you said I'm reading your mind. And that's happened to me before.
And it's just I want to try to say, okay, I've been through this path. Now I want to change who I am and become a different individual so therefore I can be more aware of these other people that I'm picking up information from. But yes, I was told last night, well, you can't very much. You're who you are. Accept it.
Embrace it. Right now we're going to have on Tuesday a new moon in the sign of Leo. It's a very good time to just stop being in the whole conclusion period and go into the initiating of this is my intention. We all have the freedom and the right to determine our own personal goal and who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to accept who we are, of course, because it's a wonderful choice to be you. That's it.
Yes.
But there's great versions of ourselves, and then there's the deluded, upset, reactive versions of ourselves. So that's why spiritual work is so important.
Wow.
And also why it's important to be healthy, you know, in relationships or anyway. You know, so you know, the lucky thing about your chart, and I'm going to go off soon because I told Pat we're not going way over the show. She's got to go to Woody Allen movie.
So you're telling me to drink more water. Oh, my gosh, you are so...
Did I
so
say drink more water? Oh, that's interesting. Well, yeah,
no, but you're just... Noticed. My mind just told me, and that you're not the only one. Everyone keeps saying that, and I have been drinking more water. It's helping me clear my mind more.
Wonderful. But also, you know, the thing about, you know, you have the moon in Taurus. You need to relax and just, you know, listen to your own intuition. Also... Just if you feel like you're rushing, because sometimes Virgos can be very functional and rushing around doing a lot of things, you know, just really determine, I'm going to spend some time with me and what I need and not rush and breathe and relax. and then listen to your intuition.
Okay, I'm a ball of a Virgo too, and that's what he is.
Okay.
You just read him. It's complicated when there's two Virgos around. Okay, wow.
No, but you know what? I'm not saying anything that's so specific. It's really just, you know, giving yourself the space to address something when you feel your vibrations high enough and ready, rather than just let input, and not create the boundary. No, I'm not going to do that yet. First, I'm going to take some space and
yes.
just be with me. You do,
don't be
you
so
do
impulsive
your, you do your,
all the time.
Yeah, you do the Virgo stuff you do over there. Shut the door, please. You know, that kind of thing. So you can have a little peace, light a candle, listen to some music, relax, breathe, whatever you praying you do, whatever. Have a beautiful glass of water that you bless yourself with great appreciation, and then start again. You know, just keep working it because you can do it.
Yes, thank you. I think I needed to hear what you had to say. One day I'd love to hear how the numerology comes out, because I think it may even be similar or it may be different. So it's what you read in numerology. Do you find that when you read someone's chart in numerology, it's a little different than
astrology? I always talk a little bit about numerology because I'm interested in numbers too. I really think there, you know, there's great profound resonance in the numbers that we have. So yeah, so get in touch with me. You can just, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Oh, so just
I'll be your friend.
My,
the thing is,
what's
happening to me is I keep running into people that are master numbers, and the person I'm with is a master number, and it makes a whole difference in what they come to this planet for.
Uh huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's great. That's great, Susan. And you know, I'm sure they're running into you for an important reason for them as well.
Yes.
Okay. So Joni Ross Astrologer on Facebook, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. All right. Well,
so
you
have
fun this evening.
Thank
you have fun.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. So, Pat.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Yes. We have 3 minutes, and you get to go. And I'm a little jealous to see Woody Allen in New York Theater. But those are days gone by.
Oh.
Okie dokie. So have a great week, everyone. Have a beautiful new moon. And we'll see you 6 o'clock next Saturday. Thank you. Of a star.